Morning, everybody, and welcome to a weekly message from Jesus. Each week we try to bring you a message from our Lord. He tries to speak of faith and love and all of the things that you need to lead a happy life. Fairly simple. So our Father is standing here and he is ready to speak with you through me. So let's begin. Good morning, everybody. As you know, I do truly try to speak with you every week. Humans need all of the help they can get. Many humans are very depressed. Many are very sad. Many are grieving. You see, a human life is very difficult. You are guaranteed certain difficult things are going to happen in every life. Grief. You will suffer the passing of your family members. Maybe it is a pet. But you will definitely lose loved ones throughout your life. And you must learn to handle that. You will know pain. As you grow older, you will definitely learn that the body is preparing for the soul to leave it. And when it does, you may have a serious illness. But as you age, everyone understands that pain comes with it. So you know you'll have grief. You know you'll have physical discomfort. So how do you offset all of those things? Well, by believing in me. That's the first step. If you believe that I truly exist, and I do, then you will have a foundation that will help you understand and survive all of the difficult things of human life. Now, I've just talked about grief and pain so far, but when you raise a family, your children will do things that will cause you emotional grief. They have to learn. And when they learn, they will make mistakes. And when they make mistakes, you will feel them as well. Your children have got to make their own decisions. They've got to live their own lives. It may be that you believe in me and they don't. You see, today there are many people that are trying to lead the young away from me. They think that if they can break that bond between loving God and living a difficult life, then they will succeed. When people don't believe in me, they don't have the guidance that people that trust me and pray to me do. Now, there may be people that do good things, and they may be very successful people that don't believe in me. That is a fact. But those people will never truly understand happiness and joy. They have nothing to compare it to. If they believe in me, then they don't fear death, for one thing. Death is inevitable. I speak of that almost every week. You see, death is what sets your soul free to return to my heaven. The body that you're in, the one that's going to cause you grief and pain, that's temporary. Soul life in heaven is permanent. You will always return. No matter how many lives you live, there will be an end to them. And you will return. Now, how you fear that end is totally up to you. If you fear death, then you certainly are not listening to my words. You're not listening to the fact that heaven is an incredible place, undescribable. Now, you may have done many evil things in your life, and you fear death. You fear that you're going to have to speak to your guides and they're going to explain to you all the mistakes that you made. As I tell you many times, a human life, in its shortness, can destroy many lives that you've lived serving me. Many people come back and they let their egos and their free will, their desire for great wealth, their enjoyment of having power over others, they let all those characteristics take over. And it creates a bad life for them. They may think it's a wonderful life, that they've exceeded all of their expectations. But the final expectation is that you believe in me. If you believe in me, then you probably will not let all of those things take over your life. I want you to live a simple life, and I want you to be incredibly happy. Humans can be very happy species. You see, there's many species that are under my control. And some are even more unhappy than humans. There are young cultures that have not learned that coexistence is the key. Humans haven't learned that yet. Maybe they won't. It's quite possible that some very evil person will use a weapon of mass destruction. And then the other countries will use their weapons, and then humans will cease to exist. I really don't want that to happen. I've put much time, and I've sent many of my servants back. I've even lived a life as a human myself. I've done all these things to teach humans lessons of coexistence. Many of these humans that live today have not learned a lesson. Many never will. My hope is that a vast majority will learn those lessons. And if the majority knows it, there's a chance that that majority can push its will upon the minority that wants to destroy you. In the schools today, and I speak of this often as well, they're teaching them, in many instances, that I don't exist. Colleges are worse. The so-called intellectuals have come to the conclusion that there's no way that God can exist. That's not true. The result of these wonderful intellectuals preaching this fact is that many of the young adults that will become the leaders of the future lose their faith. They lose the ability to believe. And those leaders then go out and they influence other people that I don't exist as well. And this sets off a terrible chain reaction. Today, I can honestly say that there are people that are understanding the fallacies of our educational systems and of the way preachers sometimes speak of me. I led a very simple life. My teachings were very simple. I want the teachings of the present to remain very simple. You see, it's over 2,000 years since I walked the earth, and I really can't say a whole lot has changed with humans. There have been periods where their belief has increased, and there are periods such as now where people are diminishing in numbers that believe in me. If that continues, then it will be very difficult for humans to continue. It is only through common sense and love of your fellow man that coexistence can truly take place. there are countries out there that really don't care. They would rather control other countries, other people. They don't care how many people they kill to do it. You're seeing it taking place. You're seeing countries that want to assert their will over others. If they have nuclear weapons, they use those weapons of mass destruction to threaten others. The other people sometimes believe the threats and react accordingly. And this just gives the bully more power. He thinks if he can get away with telling people that he'll use his weapons, and those other people cower in the corner, then he will continue and quite possibly use them. You see, never judge the sanity of others because you don't know whether they are insane or not. If an individual is speaking counter to my words and showing violence towards thousands or hundreds of thousands of people, he's insane by my definition. And folks, my definition is the one that really counts. Because that person is going to return to heaven and he's going to learn that those of us over here thought he was insane. And he hurt so many people that he's going to have a long time to contemplate it. He's not going to be allowed to return. He's going to go to a place of nothingness, and he's going to think about this for thousands of your years. We don't have time over here. In heaven, time does not exist. So it does not matter to me if it takes that soul thousands and thousands of years to understand what he did. That's his problem. You see, that's part of the free will. He had free will, and he chose very, very poorly. I want you all to make the very simple choice. I want you to understand that heaven exists. I want you to understand that I exist. I want you to understand that you're going to pass. And when you do, if you follow my words, it will be the greatest day of your life. Now, your family will grieve that you're leaving. And that's part of the lessons that they must learn. So you see how it works. There's this great chain reaction. There are contradictions. When you pass, you've had your greatest day of life, but your family thinks it's a terrible day. So there's good and bad. Everything balances. You create a good life, and you create a good karma for future lives. If you don't follow my words and you live a terrible life, you create bad karma for your future lives. It's all up to you. It's all freedom of choice. When I walked the earth, I had the ability to create miracles. There's still miracles taking place. You're living one right now. Do you think it's not a miracle that my words are coming to you? Oh, they're not coming directly. The individual speaking my words isn't wearing sandals and a robe. But I want you to understand the true miracle of what takes place. I am speaking to you, and I am God. That's a miracle. You say, oh, give me proof. You can't give me proof. There's no way that I can ever prove that God exists. Yet all you have to do is listen. All you have to do is pay attention to the miracles around you. Many say, oh, I can't prove God exists. And then they stand on the beach and they say how beautiful the ocean and on the sands and all of the things that go with the ocean are. There are those that say, oh no, God cannot exist. And they go to the mountains and they see the beauty, the color of the leaf change, the miracle of the four seasons, the gorgeous mountains. But they don't consider them miracles. The person that does not believe in me may be the most intelligent person in the world, but the fact that they have proven in their own minds that I do not exist establishes the fact that they can be among the most stupid in the world as well. You have common sense and you have intellect. Quite often they are not the same. When you show common sense, you will improve your life. Intellectuals can live terrible lives because they don't believe in me. They may be able to have all of these facts, all of this proof that light goes so fast that it goes in a straight line. And then the day they die, they see that all that they have proven is false. Because I can change all of those rules. They're mine. They're just guidelines into how I have established the way that humans will live their lives. The true realities come when they pass and they see the true, true reality of heaven. There is no better proof than what they will see, but then it is too late. Atheists believe that death is the end, and then they fear it. Is that not a stupid thing? All they have to do is look around and see the miracles that I've created. And then they could come to the assumption that death is not the end, but the beginning. Beginnings happen every day. There will be a time when your soul will have the new beginning. The most important thing you can do with your life is prepare for that new beginning. The new beginning will come. I know that does not sound like it makes sense. But on that day that you close your eyes for that final time, you will understand of which I am speaking. Heaven is the greatest adventure you will ever find. If you have followed my words and have raised your level in my heaven, you will be able to do almost infinite things. There will be many surprises for you when you return home. Do your best in this life. Help others. Follow my simple commands. Do not do anything to anyone you do not want done to you. That one command can give you a wonderful life. Be kind to others. Teach the young properly. Teach them that they are seeing miracles. Teach them that I truly exist. And especially teach them that I am not going away. So thank you for listening. Each week I try to bring you different subject matter. There's only so many ways that I can speak of my simple commands. But thank you so much for listening. We'll be back again next week, and I will speak another message through Barry. That is a miracle. Tell others about it. Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you so much for listening. Please tell others about his messages. He's right. There's only one path, and it's through him. So thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back again next week. I guarantee you we'll have another wonderful message. So goodbye.